Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Welcome back. Happy November. I was thinking about this the other day. I cannot believe I got married this year.
I know.
Like
it feels
that
like
feels
last year.
So long ago. I feel like we've done so many things, which is like so cool to reflect on because I feel like this year was just like a really good year for me. Mm-hmm. And being like 30, I'm like, oh, what a great 30th year.
True.
So, but it's like so crazy that it's November and we have 2 months left and they're just gonna fly by because it's the holidays and it always flies by. So
yeah, I'm so excited. It's
I feel like I'm processing
this time
that.
Of year. Like I'm just like ready to be cozy and just celebrate
Same.
The holidays.
Did it rain at your house
Yes.
this weekend? It randomly rained. It was not on the forecast and all of a sudden it was raining mm-hmm. here and I had to go outside and move all of our pillow cushions.
I know, I was
to get
really
soaked,
confused.
But I was like, was that even in the forecast? And I don't think it was because Andrew was going to go surfing and he had checked it earlier in the day and he was like going to go. So something changed, but I thought that was
yeah.
so interesting.
I'm like,
but,
ooh,
yeah.
fall.
I know.
And then it was like
so excited for the cozies.
Yes.
Turn the fireplace on, light some candles, mm-hmm. cozy sweaters, all the things. So
same.
Yeah. What'd you do this weekend? What's up? I feel like let's catch up with
yeah.
all the girlies.
What did I do this weekend? I'm like, okay. Saturday, on Saturday, I went to my little cousin's 6th birthday party in Orange County.
Cute.
And it was so freaking cute. Like my cousins are they're just like such a cute family and it gave me baby fever. So that was really cute. And it was raining there. But she knew it was going to rain because she said she moved her son's birthday party to this day because it was going to rain on Sunday. So I guess it was in the forecast.
Yeah.
And then today I started finally like actually trying to meal plan with Josh, like plan our recipes for the week. My dietitian
Ooh,
taught me to do this.
Love that.
So I'm like really trying to do it to incorporate like more variety. Cause if it was up to
yeah,
me, I would be cooking
my problem
the same
too.
Thing. Yeah.
That's my problem too. And then I get sick of the food that I'm cooking.
Yes.
So she gives me like so many recipes, but my homework is to add a new recipe like every 2 weeks to once
Love
a month.
That.
Cause I just, again, I also cook the same stuff. So I need to pick like new recipes, which when I did, I ended up adding them in cause they were so good. Like
and
I
they're fun,
added,
yeah.
I added like protein pancakes for breakfast. Cause
Love
I usually
that.
Would just do like eggs and bacon. Mm-hmm. And then I got tired of eggs cause all I was eating was eggs.
Oh,
and then
I
added
this.
In the protein pancakes and honestly we're obsessed. It's like a gluten-free
Yum.
Protein mix
mm-hmm.
and it's so yummy. So
I
yes,
need to work my
that.
Way to breakfast because like I just worked my way into lunches. I've only been
yeah.
like doing different dinners. So but it's been good because I'm finally committed. She made me feel not bad about ordering our groceries because I'm like, we've talked about this. Like we both hate, I used to like going to the grocery store. Now I can't stand
you guys,
it. So
I
now
do
we just
not
order.
Step foot in a grocery store. It is just, it's not my thing. And it is like, that is my one thing that is just not my thing. So either Andrew will go and he
yeah.
likes to go on walks and we have them literally right across the street from our house. We have like 5. So like he enjoys it, but like, and he goes to the farmer's market too. And sometimes I'll go with
That's
him as
nice.
Like a fun activity, but I do not go by myself. Like
yeah.
this is just not,
I just
don't choose that battle for myself.
It's just
like
it takes a lot of time and it's overwhelming. And like, I have
yes.
to pick one and I'm picking, choosing the recipes for the week. Okay. And so then it makes the whole process so much easier because it's like fun. You choose your recipes for the week and then you can order it in.
Yes.
And so that has been a good little thing that we've been doing. So that's what
Love
I just
that.
Did today. Cleaned up the house. And then I had a friend come over just to like chat for a few hours. And yeah, it was like a very nice, slow Sunday. What about your weekend?
Okay, I'm trying to think. Let's see. What did I do? Saturday, I went to a Swirl boutique event. They hosted a really cute, I think the theme was like thankful. I think it like Thanksgiving
cute.
Theme. It was like thankful for something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hosted with L Space, celebrating the launch of their holiday collection, which is super cute. And I think they launched it in Swirl Boutique first, and then they're launching it online and everything. So that was really fun. They had some really fun vendors there. They had Set in Stones for jewelry. They had a mini tattoo station, an embroidery station, wine. And oh, and then they had this station outside. It was, I don't remember what it was called, but it was a, I think it's a charity that matches. Okay, so they go to shelters that dogs are going to be euthanized at, and they rescue dogs and then train them for vets or military members with PTSD, and then they train the dogs for those vets.
Wait, cool.
Yeah, wow. So it was really cool. And they had a couple, not like those kind of dogs, but they had therapy dogs there for the event, and they were so cute and fun to pet. And you can do like donate like $10 a month or whatever to help like fund the training of one of the dogs or something like that. So I feel like I'm gonna sign up and do that because
I love that. You should.
Yeah. So that was a really cool vendor to have there too, especially with the holiday season and giving and whatnot. So that was really fun. Got to see all the girlies, the San Diego bloggers, do a little shopping. Yeah, so that was good. And then I spent the weekend trying to just clean up the house, put things away. I set up, well, this is my influence of the week, so we'll circle back, actually. We'll circle back to that. But yeah, I'm going to Arizona this coming week to, my grandma is in a nursing home facility thing. So, and she's kind of like had a little couple falls. So I'm going to go hang out, spend some time with her. And then her birthday is on the 10th, November 10th. And Andrew's birthday is also November 10th. So he's going... Yeah, he's going to fly out to Arizona on Friday, and I'm driving out Tuesday, and then we're going to do like a birthday dinner celebration there this weekend, and then we'll drive back Monday. So this weekend was kind of prepping for that as well. Oh, and then my mom's birthday was October 29th, so we're also doing like one big birthday dinner basically to celebrate all the birthdays. So
love that.
Yeah, it's just kind of prepping for that trip because I need to like bring everyone's presents, like prep that, pack, just get the house ready and for the house sitter and everything. So yeah, that's basically what I did all weekend. Watched football with Andrew.
Sporty girly.
Yeah, very wholesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Wow. Also, the Sephora sale's going on. Are you going to buy anything? Do you have a list?
I feel like I just have, like, my favorites that I need to restock. Like, my favorites, what is my favorites right now? Like, I definitely need more of the Givenchy powder. That's, like, one of my faves. But, like, I'm honestly really loving pretty minimal makeup recently. Like, very minimal. I love, like, a glowy, like, very minimal makeup with, like, a lot of highlighter. I feel like that's what I'm, like, doing randomly.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I feel like I have, like, some PR that I've been testing out. I really like the stuff I've gotten so far from Merit. I don't know if they're in Sephora though. I think they are, maybe.
I think they are.
Maybe. Yeah, they have like some good stuff. But other than that, what I think, wait, is Hourglass in Sephora?
Yes.
I need more of that primer. That's a good primer.
Yes.
And then like my honestly, Dior foundation, I feel like my fave.
Hourglass is very underrated. I feel like not enough people talk about
it. I like need to write this down or else I'm gonna forget what I need to get. What have you ordered?
I was a psycho.
I'm sorry.
And I ordered literally the day that it started at midnight, the like coupon started working. So I was like, oh, I'll just place my order because I had my cart ready to go. Because I was nervous some things were going to sell out, which they did. So I'm really happy that I got them. The Patrick Ta eyeshadow duos. Have you seen the controversy about those on TikTok?
No. What is it? I'm going to look
it up. Oh my gosh. I have been getting served so many videos. Basically, he's charging $42 for a set of two eyeshadows. And people are going crazy over the price. Like Michaela did a video comparing it to Elf, and then Jeffree Star clapped back, and people have been doing
did see breakdowns,
and then even Patrick Ta had a whole paper, a big piece of paper, why he priced it the way he did, which honestly it makes sense.
They look big.
I watched Jeffree Star's video too, and he was saying it's an Italian formula, so it's very high quality, and it's basically all pearl glitter. It's there's no filler or anything, which Elf is. And they're saying Elf is really good. It's just Elf is not the comparison. It's not the dupe. You know what I mean? And then Patrick Ta was saying too, his packaging is obviously very nice. And then his has a mirror in it, which a lot of shadows like that don't have mirrors. So it was very interesting. So I'm a huge Patrick Ta Beauty stan. So I usually buy every launch. So I ordered one of those to try. I'm really excited. And then I ordered this. It's like a Makeup Forever. It's the mini kit. It has black, white, I think, Wherever Walnut? Did I just make that up?
That was
Walnut.
Yeah, that was your caption. But I also a good one's Anywhere Caffeine.
That one too.
Okay, yes, I haven't tried the
so
Walnut.
So there was
one.
A whole set of five minis of those. So I was oh, perfect. Cute. I can throw these in my purse. I've been wanting to try, I think I showed you this before. It's the Tom Ford. I forget what it's called. I'm blanking. It is a Tom Ford perfume that was honestly so expensive. But I was like, okay, I want to try it. And it's 20% off. So I'm going to try it.
Oh, I need to order more of the one we love, Ombre Leather. That's such a good one.
Ooh, love that one. Yeah. I have the travel size of that one. And then I got, just some restocks. I love the Charlotte Tilbury, I think it's called Beautiful Skin Foundation. It just is so good. So I restocked on that in my shade. Oh, and then I ordered the Dior Glow Foundation in my winter shade, because now I'm finding a lot of my foundations are more of my summery dark shades. So I need to get my winter shades.
That's a good idea. I definitely only have one shade in my Dior one, and that's my ride or die fave. So I should get a lighter.
Yeah. That's how it is too. And then I was doing my makeup the other day, and my neck and face were not matching. So I was like, okay, I don't think I'm going to be really self-tanning anymore for the rest of the year, just because it's the winter.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need to get my winter shade. So yeah, I'm really excited. And I purchased it, I'm not even joking, 12:10 a.m.
That is
And I already
so
got
funny.
A shipping notification, which is so clutch, because I feel
so good.
Usually it takes over a week for an order to ship when you ship it through.
Yeah, you Sephora, just gave me all the good ideas. So thank you.
I'm excited.
You.
And the Patrick Ta eyeshadows are the ones that sold out, which I had a feeling because they launched a week ago, but they were still in stock in Sephora. But I think everyone was just waiting for
the
20% off.
Yeah, I feel like the Sephora is all sold out, but they're all in stock on his website, all of them.
Yeah.
The names are really cute. One is called Talk to My Team, We Need Better Lighting, Still at the Club, Do You Know Who I Am, I'm With Her.
Cute.
Those are all the names. That's cute.
Cute. Yeah. They do a really good job with that. And the packaging is so pretty. Yeah.
It is
I'm
really
excited for that. And I think it'll be really fun for holiday makeup looks and all that. So, yeah, that's the damage I did at the Sephora sale.
Oh, I forgot that I did order one thing, because that reminded me. I ordered the Rode
phone case
right
same.
When I got the email. I was like, yes,
same.
I've been waiting for this to come back in stock.
I know. I'm like, and they just didn't have the 16. I didn't buy one a while ago because I knew I was going to be getting a new phone. So then it was like, ugh. And then she just launched the 16. So finally can
so
be
excited.
Part of that club.
They're so cute. We were just talking about it the day before too, so that was funny timing.
Yeah, so really excited for that to come in. But yeah, okay, cool. Love a good Sephora sale. Mm-hmm. And then influence of the week really quick before we dive into our episode. What is your current influence?
Okay, my current influence, it's not really like a thing, but you guys saw my stories. I have alopecia areata right now, and that is a result from high stress levels and not being able to manage my stress. So I have like a pretty big bald spot on the back of my head, and I really need to manage my stress, figure my stuff out. So I feel like with the holiday season, I'm really trying to take things slow this year. I just remember this time of year last year, I was like not chill. Like I was doing the most, which is not a bad thing. I just like can't do that in my current state right now. So we're taking things slow, trying to manage my stress levels, which like I just like genuinely don't understand, because my Aura ring still every day it's like stressed, and I just don't get it. So I don't know. I'm going to try yoga or something. I'm going to try different things to work on this. Like I just don't know. So yeah, that's kind of like a quick little influence for me.
Love that.
What about you?
My influence of the week, we're circling back to our earlier conversation. I set up my beautiful 9-foot Christmas tree this weekend, and she's so beautiful. It's technically the quote unquote viral run from Home Depot. It like has the twinkling lights on it, and it has like 9 different light settings. It's kind of cute. Funny, but I only wanted it for the one twinkling light setting because it also has the multicolored, which is not a vibe at all. It is so ugly, in my opinion. Like it is, oh my gosh, no. But the white lights, when they twinkle, they are just so pretty, and it's giving magical, it's giving Christmas, it's giving holidays. So happy holidays, you guys. We are past November 1st, which means we can officially start celebrating. Mm-hmm. I just love the holiday season. I love decorating. And I feel like I'm kind of just in the mindset this year of like, sometimes like setting up these decorations takes such a long time for them to only be up for a month. I know. So I will be getting a full 2 months out of this, and I'm really excited. And the other thing I was thinking about too is my family's coming out for Thanksgiving this year and not Christmas. So I'm going to have all my Christmas decorations set up by Thanksgiving, so then they can see all the decorations when they come out for Thanksgiving.
Love that. And then,
then I get to just sit and stare at my Christmas tree all day while I'm working and enjoy it and soak it in, because it's so exciting to just have a house that's tall enough to be able to fit it, because it's 9 feet. And there, I think a lot of people get like the 7, there's a 7.5 foot one, 9, and then I think there's 12 foot, but Andrew was like, calm down, not the 12. And I was like, okay. And honestly, the 12 would have been really big. The 9 is perfect. So cute. That is my influence this week, my 9-foot Christmas tree. It's so stunning. I honestly don't even want to put ornaments or anything on it. Maybe I'll do tinsel this year. I don't know. I don't know yet. I haven't decided really the vibe of the Christmas tree, but I'm super excited that she's up. So yeah, that is my current influence.
Love.
But this week, you guys, we're doing a Q&A episode. We always put up a question box on our Instagram stories. So if you ever want to ask a question for one of these episodes, usually check. We don't post that many stories, so you'll see the Q&A box. But thank you to everyone who did submit a question this week. We had a lot of good ones come through. So I feel like we'll try to get through as many as we can. And then if we have some leftovers, we might move it into a different episode later. But we can dive in. So first question, we have kind of start like a little more personal questions and then kind of dive into the nitty gritty ones and all the details and whatnot. So first question is, when is the next influence community meetup? Good question.
Great question.
I feel like I would love to do one in San Diego.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, we have to brainstorm. I mean,
if we can do it sooner than this, we will. But we'll definitely do, like, a Galentine's Day thing, I feel like.
Yeah. That's in February. That one's always a good one.
Yeah.
But it is kind of crazy, like,
with, like, the holidays, but
I feel like a workout class one would be so fun. Oh, yeah. Like, a Pilates. But then that's kind of small, really, and that limits the amount of people. Or, like, maybe like a pottery one, like painting mugs or something for the holidays. I don't know. Like,
yeah, like a little activity.
Artsy, craftsy, yeah, activity, I feel like could be fun. Okay, so we'll brainstorm, see what we can come up with. And just, I just feel like the holidays get so kind of crazy. So
I know, like, people are busy and have plans, but yeah.
Yeah. Let us, send us a DM if you guys have ideas or things that you want to do. Or if you
would go and want to, I don't know.
I think we can come up with something. Mm-hmm. But so yeah, stay tuned. TBD. Love that you guys are interested, and we would love to plan something. So coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question is, do you have a signature go-to scent that you love to wear?
I feel like for me, I really love, like, vanilla, like, warm tones. So I love the Atelier cologne one. I really like the Black Opium one from YSL. What else? Like, I said this earlier, Tom Ford Ombre Leather for nighttime is, like, such a vibe. I also really like this brand called Parfum. I literally have it right here.
It's DeMarley,
like,
or something.
Yeah, that one.
Those are so expensive. Have you looked?
Yes. One day it showed up at my door. I had no idea what it was. Don't know how they got my address. I literally don't know.
It's because we went to the brand edit event a while back, and remember it was at that hotel, and there was, like, the pop-up, and then we signed up for a bunch of things.
Oh my god, I was like, what is this?
Because okay, I also have it, but so,
do you have this, like, this trio?
Yes.
Okay, yes. One of the pink ones, I don't know where the scents are, but, like, one of them smells so good. It just, like, is very girly and light, so I've been loving wearing, like, it's like a light pink color during the day.
Cute.
So yeah, I guess, like, those four, like the Black Opium and Ombre Leather at night, and then the Parfum de Marly and Vanilla Incense, whatever that one is, for daytime. What about you?
Okay, I feel like the one that I always kind of grab while I'm, like, running out the door and I don't have time to think is just the classic YSL one. I forget. I think it's just called Libre.
Oh, yeah, that one's like really good too. One. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I do when I'm running out the door. And then I also love the Byredo Bal de Freak. Mm-hmm. Love that one so much. I'm just out right now, so I need to restock that. What else? Oh, I love I think it's Gucci Bloom. It's the yellow one that I recently got. Mm. I think that one smells really yummy. Jo Malone. That one I have in, like, a travel size that I have in a random purse that I'll randomly... Oh, no, that one's in my car, in my little travel kit that I have. Like, I have this little bag with, like, necessities in it if I forget, like, deodorant, perfume, chapstick. That's a
good idea.
Band-aids, a ponytail, just, like, emergency girly kit kind of situation. And then there was one of the... I think it's... Maison Margiela, is that what it is?
I think so.
I think it's called Afternoon Delight. I think it's a new one, maybe. That one smells really good too. So yeah, I feel like I kind of switch it up. Like, there's so many yummy options.
And suddenly I swear everyone, like, has a perfume now. Like, every brand, like, came out with a perfume and, like, sends it as PR.
Yeah.
And there's just so much out there. But yeah. I'm loving becoming a perfume girly.
I feel like it just feels so luxe. Yeah. When you're spraying it, it just is all the
And, like, I feel like I always remember how people...
Yeah.
Like, what their scent is.
You're like, oh, that smells so good.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Love that. And then the next fun question is... things to have your eye on for Black Friday, sales to shop. Like, are you looking out for anything specific? What's the vibes?
Yeah, I don't know if the Dyson hair products go on sale, but I actually really want the hair straightener. So if that goes on sale, I will be buying it.
I honestly think the Sephora sale might be your best bet.
Oh, are those not
TBH?
Oh, you're so like, right.
Because I honestly don't know if Dyson runs sales, maybe, or Nordstrom actually will have them on sale randomly. But if you want like guaranteed sale, I feel
like. Yeah, you're right. I really want to try out like a heat or a air based straightener. And then obviously furniture. And if I didn't have an espresso, I would be getting an espresso because that is what I look forward to every single morning.
Love that.
But I think those are like my mains. What about you?
Yeah, honestly, I feel like I'm not, well, I say that now, but when it comes around, yeah, I'll probably be into it. But I don't think like anything too crazy. I think this year we really invested in good furniture pieces, and like used kind of discount codes or coupons along the way, like for Anthropology. For your birthday code, you get 20% off. So we got the big mirror with like a 20% off code. Same with like Wayfair. We got some pieces on like Memorial Day, Labor Day sales kind of vibes. Mm-hmm. So we've like really invested in furniture this year and I've done a lot of shopping. So I think I should be good. Like I need to also calm down.
Yeah. I also feel like Black Friday is not the best the time. Deals though.
It's not anymore. And like, I feel like just in general, this time of year is the best time to shop if you are looking for something very, very specific or you've had your eye on something because everyone does like such good sales. But it's like the actual Black Friday hype of that one weekend, I just think isn't the same anymore because they run, like brands have already started running deals, already started gift sets. And then there's Cyber Monday, which is a good deal too. So it's like, it's really hard to know. So it's like, if you are looking for something, then get it. But like for me right now, like I don't have anything in mind. So
yeah,
that's kind of, I don't really like our big thing this year was furnishing the house. And there's still a couple big things we want to do. Like we want to paint the exterior. Andrew wants a sauna and I want a cold plunge. And then he also wants an outdoor shower for when we have kids in the future and like coming back from the beach to be able to them to the side of the house to like rinse them off. So I don't want to do one at a time. I kind of want to have it built as a system. Mm-hmm. So it all kind of like looks the same and like matches. So that's another big project that we have. So yeah, I feel like my focus right now is just kind of like more home investment pieces versus quick Black Friday shopping at the moment. But I used to be the biggest Black Friday shopping girl. Like I was the girl at the mall at midnight at Victoria's Secret in line, like throwing elbows, shoving, trying to get the best pajama sets, pink sweat sets, like I've done the whole thing. I've sat on the curb outside of Best Buy to get the portable DVD players for road trips.
Oh my God,
like,
I love that.
Done the whole thing. So I'm good. I've like definitely filled that time in my life.
Yeah.
Growing up. So yeah, I feel like that's kind of the vibe right now. But I'll let you guys know if anything changes or if I see anything that I'm like, oh, Black Friday, I'm gonna do that. Okay. Next question is, I know there's an episode on this, but what are your guys' current favorite affirmations?
Love that because I actually just found one that I am truly obsessed with and living my life by trying to. But it's so simple. But I saw one. It was like kind of a post. But the bottom line is there is no competition in my universe. And I just love that so much because I feel like it's like shifting your perspective. It was a whole thing that I saw and I probably have a screenshot, but just like if I'm ever.
Wait, say it again.
There is no competition in my universe. So it's like living by every time, okay, hold on. I just need to find these screenshots because it was like a few things, but it's just, it was like talking about, okay, what is this? Like, there's no audience to perform for. There's no approval, no admiration to attain. There's no role worth playing. There's no one to convince. Let it go. There's no competition in my universe. Like, that sort of thing. So whenever I'm finding myself like comparing or feeling like I'm not as good as someone else is doing it, I don't know. Or if I'm somewhere that someone else, or if someone else is somewhere where I think I want to be, I don't know. I'm just reminding myself, there is no competition in my universe. Like, that is not what I'm choosing to believe right now. So I've been loving that. And then I also love, also I'm redoing my vision board. That's what I'm currently doing because I feel like my perspective has changed on a lot of things. But this isn't an affirmation, but it was something that I saw and I really, really resonate with. It's just, it's the idea that like every time you avoid discomfort, you're reinforcing the belief that you can't handle it. And I love that one. Like, I love that one because it's like every time you don't want to do something, you don't want to confront someone about something, you don't want to, whatever it may be, like you're just reinforcing that you can't handle that. And so I feel like the shorter version of this is I can handle hard things because that's like the bottom line of it.
Love that.
And my therapist, our therapist always freaking tells that to me. And I never really understood that until now. Like, I never really got it. I was like, okay, yeah, I can do hard things. But now I'm like, no, I can do hard things. And I'm reinforcing that behavior. So.
Love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me think. I saw one. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I do want to find it. Maybe it's on my Pinterest. Let me look really fast. I was trying to like look it up on my Instagram saved albums, but let me check my Pinterest folder really fast because it's definitely somewhere that I've seen it recently, but maybe not. Let's see. Nope. Okay. I'll have to find it later. But it was something about one that was like health related was like, if you don't take the time to focus on your health now to be healthy, you'll be forced to focus on your health when you have an illness.
Yeah.
It like is along the lines of that basically. So it's like you might as well, oh, if you don't prioritize your health now, you'll be forced to prioritize it when you're ill basically. So I love that because I feel like it's so important to, I don't know. I feel like I'm just so much more conscious of like what ingredients I'm putting in my body. And it's just like so interesting because like growing up, like I feel like all we ate as kids was processed food. Like that was just the thing and everyone did it. But like now I feel like we just know so much more and are just so much more aware and have way more options that it's so crazy. And just trying to eat whole foods and whatnot and just really fuel my body with whole foods, protein, just like healthy things, and obviously have like a fun meal here and there, like not super strict or anything, but just like focusing on that to just so that later down the road when I'm older that like I've set my body up for success basically. So that's been really interesting. I saw another one. I honestly am like blanking. I can't remember. My number one go-to forever is you don't get what you don't ask for. And I feel like that just literally applies to everything in life. So that's another main one.
That's a good one.
But yeah, I feel like that's kind of the two that are resonating with me right now. So yeah. Okay, but yes, we do have a full episode. We should do an updated episode that on that too.
A good idea.
Kind of like update or just new ones or add to it. So, but we do, I think you could probably just search
mantras,
affirmations.
I think it might be under mantras. So search mantras in our podcast channel and you should find that episode.
Yeah. Also super interesting, but when I was looking, we have more listeners that use Apple Podcasts.
I know. It's Spotify, always been that
which
way.
Which I thought was and so interesting. I know.
I'm like really surprised by that.
Because we're Spotify girlies.
I know.
So interesting. Love that. Okay. Next question. Okay. Diving in. Okay, here we go. It says, I don't drink, but I got one of my biggest brand deal offers with alcohol that would be crazy for me to pass up. What would you do?
I mean, I feel like if you like, if you share with your audience, like you don't drink, this is not something that's part of your lifestyle. I do feel like it would be not a great look if you took this opportunity, as crazy as it seems. And like for you to pass up a really big number, I feel like being authentic to yourself is way more important, because you will lose that trust immediately with your audience if they know.
Yeah, I feel like, right. I feel like it depends on how you like handle drinking with your audience. Like if you don't talk about it, like for me personally, I don't really drink, but I will have like a glass of wine at a celebratory dinner, or like maybe a small glass of champagne. So I don't, like, I'm not completely opposed to it, and I'm not like posting like, oh my gosh, I never drink 100% of the time, like ever. So if you're not on that end of it, then I feel like you could still take it and make it work and do it as like a celebratory, like, oh my gosh, like when I'm in a celebratory mood or have an achievement I want to celebrate, this is the drink that I make, whatever.
If you're saying you're sober, like side, that's not
like 100%, like you don't drink ever, like it's not your thing, then I feel like it's a little probably not worth it to lose that authenticity and trust with your audience, because that is truly like the number one thing, and like no amount of money will ever be worth losing that. So I think it's, yeah, you just have to evaluate and like, how have you talked about it with your audience? If you don't really talk about it and you don't say you never ever drink, then I think it's fine, because you can make it authentic to your content. But if you are someone who is like, I never drink, I'm 100% sober, this is not my lifestyle, then that would be weird to come in with an alcohol partnership. So it just depends. And I feel like you know the best decision for you in your gut, and listen to that.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone. Which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Okay, great question. Next question is, how do you avoid burnout when you're creating content every single day? Do you have specific workflows that help manage the load? What has been most helpful for you?
Good question. I feel like burnout is something that can happen really fast if you're not careful. Or it can create a high stress environment. So we gotta be careful, ladies. But something we've done, we both have assistants. I feel like that has definitely helped on the back end stuff. Like I before I had an assistant, I just like, I couldn't do it all. So I just didn't do any backend stuff, but it did kind of stress me out that I wasn't doing any backend stuff. So that's really helped.
Mm-hmm.
But also making sure that I'm not shooting and like creating content every single day. Like we've mentioned before, but we have certain days to do that. And I'm really trying to stick to that. And I also feel like I could take off a day or two because I have a lot of days that I end up filming when I'm not planning to. And I think that doesn't super help. So trying to be strict with the schedule would be helpful.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things for me too, is like looking at my calendar at the beginning of the week or Sunday night before the week starts and be like, okay, what am I doing this week? What content do I need to create? Do I have partnerships or is this like fun content that I want to do, things that I want to film? And then just kind of evaluate how many hours that might take and then pick dedicated days to film. Because I feel like if I have dedicated days to film on my planner, then I don't stress out the other days that I'm not filming. If I don't plan it out for my week, then I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, what day am I filming? Is it this day? Am I going to film tomorrow? Like, oh my gosh, like I need to film these things. And then I stress myself out thinking about the days because I don't just pick a day. And like truly when I sit down and just pick a day, write it down, film day, that truly like lifts so much stress off my shoulders. So I think like picking your dedicated days and like batching content, I think that's why we batch content in the first place, is because I would burn out and I would get so exhausted if we were creating content every single day.
Like, oh, yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Honestly, so,
For like your sanity,
I'm also, you have to plan honestly, it. Kind of in a burnout right now because I just came back from a 5-week trip. But like a lot of traveling for me is, of course, sharing a lot of it with you guys. And I love creating content on trips, but like 4 or 5 weeks straight, like that, you know, I need to manage that on trips better because that was a huge long trip and I was shooting a lot of it. So I'm kind of like still recovering from that, honestly, and I'm trying to like find my way back. So yeah, it happens.
Yeah, I think that definitely takes a mental toll, especially when you're just not in your routine, you're not home, you're not like in your zen happy place. It's just, it becomes a lot. So, yeah. Honestly, I do not know how you traveled for 5 weeks. I know. Exhausted after.
I mean, I think it's something I learned. Like, that was not great mentally for me. By the end of it, I was like, yeah, I was done. But it was so, I'm so thankful. But yeah, that's a long, 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 long time.
Yeah. Yeah. And then anything else, I'm trying to think. Any workflows? Yes. Assistants, batching content, having planned content days. And I think just prepping helps with the stress too. So if you know the next day is a shoot day, the day before, just prepping and maybe just writing down some notes or planning exactly what you're going to shoot so that on the shoot day, you're not wasting time planning your outfits and making your outfits, because then that takes longer and I think it just adds to the stress. So it's like the more prep and planning you can do going into it, even if it's just filming a video at home, like having your outfits ready to go, I feel like just makes it so much easier than doing it the day of. Because for me, my lighting is very like in a certain window, so like I have good lighting from like 11 a.m. to about 3 p.m. So I have a 4-hour window where I can get content. And so I have to make sure like I wake up on time, like I have all my outfits ready, because as soon as it hits 11, I start to get stressed out because I know I'm in my light window that I need to be filming. And if I'm not filming, I'm losing light basically. So I try to make sure everything is prepped, ready to go, so that as soon as 11 o'clock comes, like I can start filming and then I'm not stressed about running out of time, running out of light, shadows, blah, 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 all that stuff. So that's like another thing that I feel like I try to do that's really helpful as well.
That's a good one.
Anything else on that one?
Yeah, not being afraid to reuse your content. I feel like I didn't do that for a really long time. And just like, yeah, literally making the most out of what you're creating. And like, you don't have to only use it once. Yeah, because that'll.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I'm like, when we shoot, I'm like,
I know. I was like, no, I'm doing out of this outfit. And I'm like, okay, it's like, probably like, you can reuse your content and like, people don't notice, and it's just, it's more to use. So don't be afraid to reuse.
Mm-hmm. Especially with like videos or video collages, like it's, you can like throw together like outfit recaps or a whole like daily vlog of just different videos you've literally taken. So yeah, good point. Good one. Yeah, I feel like those are all really good tips on how to avoid burnout. I feel like we have an episode, but maybe we should do an updated one, because I feel like that's a really hot topic right now. Just like how to avoid burnout, like tips and tricks that we do, and we can like really dive into that. So maybe we can do an updated version of that. I feel like that could be helpful to a lot of people. Okay, next question. Do you ever stress over follower count / engagement? I just wonder if it goes away as you get quote unquote bigger.
Yeah, unfortunately, no, it doesn't.
It never goes away. And if anything, it might get worse. Hate to break it to you.
Yeah, but I feel like it, like, to be so honest, yeah, I feel like it does get worse as you get quote unquote bigger, because I think there's just something like, I don't know. Honestly, I'm trying to figure it out. But I'm going back to the mantras that I just shared. And I've been really trying to take a step back and tell myself these mantras. Like, there is no competition in my universe. That's like a huge one for me, because it is so easy to compare, especially when you are working with agencies and like, you do have this certain expectation in a sense, or you just don't want to let them down. There's like more in it than just you. So like, it kind of like creates more of a stress.
And I feel like too, as you get bigger, there's just, like you said, more pressure and more expectations and there's more money involved. So then it's like, you feel like you have to perform a certain way to basically earn your money. Or it's like, you want to do so well for a brand because you're getting paid a lot of money for a campaign, and it's like, you don't want to take that lightly. And then it's like, when a campaign maybe doesn't do well, it's really stressful, because it's like, oh my gosh, this brand is paying me all this money. Like, you know, they wanted X amount of link clicks, they wanted X amount of reach, they wanted X amount of likes, whatever it is. And sometimes we just can't control it, especially as ad content. And then you guys know, especially if they want the paid partnership label, they want royalty-free music, they want text on the screen, they want your code on the screen, they want partner on the screen, like all those things just like bring engagement down and down and down and down. And then they obviously want really good performance too. And then they're going to want ROI. So it's like a lot of things that you really have to focus on. And as you get bigger, those expectations also get bigger. And then it's like, you want to maintain that consistency and the high engagement and whatever. And then, yeah, it's honestly just like this circle situation of all these things building up. And so it's, I feel like it gets very stressful. I feel like for me, I just try to really focus on just the content that I'm putting out content that I enjoy in between ads and whatnot, and just staying true to me, because also this year for me has not been a growth year. Like, for me, this year has been honestly like maintaining and removing a lot of inactive bot men accounts. So honestly, I think maybe we've grown like, after like growing and then removing a bunch, I think my like net growth is literally like maybe 3,000 on the year, which is not that much at all. So, but honestly, I feel like I've gotten to a place where I am 100% okay with that, because where I'm at, like where I'm at with my following, creators can maintain that number and be full time and do really well. Like there's this pressure to always grow, 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 grow. But I feel like people forget that it's totally fine to not grow and just maintain a very like active and engaged audience, and that will take you a lot further. So I feel like I try not to focus on the growth as much anymore and just try to keep my account like as clean as possible, engaged, removing all the accounts that I don't want, and just like that's kind of like my happy place right now that I feel like, because it's like once you let those things go that are stressing you out in terms of like engagement and that kind of stuff, I feel like you mentally do a lot better with this stuff and like the pressure. And yeah, because it can be a lot and you just like want to do well and then you want to work with the brand again and you want the brand to want to work with you again. So it's like a lot. It's like this cycle. So yeah. I feel like that's kind of my mindset with that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. But wish we could say it goes away.
The rest of the question, there was like a little more. Also, how do you manage that pressure / stay in your lane? Help.
Well, I guess
therapy.
Yeah. Yeah, girl. Honestly, therapy, I really feel that every creator should be in therapy. I swear to God, this industry is like really mentally tough and you start to learn, like you think things are normal that are really not. And also I think there's this slippery slope of this addiction to validation. It's like we're getting hit with this validation first thing in the morning, and it's literally a dopamine hit that normal people are not getting every single day. And I think if you get to that, can just go into so many different things, like being addicted to validation. So I don't know. Yeah, therapy has been a huge help. I think it is so important, especially when you are putting like your whole life and like you as a person online, and you're very vulnerable. Yeah, it can be really stressful. But I also think like talking to other creators in the industry and being able to like have these conversations and like not feel so alone is really helpful too.
Yeah, like having a good support system. Like your partner or your family or your friends, being able to kind of talk it out with them, even if maybe they don't really understand all of it, but for you to be able to just be vulnerable about it, open up and talk about it, then I think that's also really helpful. But yeah, I think it's definitely hard and everyone deals with it. And I feel like no matter how big you get, there's always that pressure. So it's better to kind of deal with it head on and kind of get it under control, I think, because then it's easier to manage that way, if that makes sense. Because like it's our job and we deal with it on a daily basis, like you said. And I saw a quote, or maybe it was a TikTok video or something, like that said, maybe you don't think 500 likes is a lot on your post, but imagine 500 people being in a room telling you they like your outfit.
That's a good way to think about it.
So it's like, maybe if your post doesn't do well, or I have a lot of girls when I mentor them, a lot of people ask like, oh, my engagement was so good last year. Like I was getting, you know, 2,000 likes on a post, and this year I'm only getting 800. It's so bad. And I'm like, no, like 800 is still so, so good. It's just like every year the algorithm is different. Different content gets pushed every year. Mm-hmm. And it's just like everyone's reach changes every year. So it's like sometimes I feel like our baseline for what we think is good just shifts so high that way that when it comes down and you're in that low of like the roller coaster, you feel like really low, but in actuality it's not that bad at all. And then I also try to think about and remind myself, like, there are people who wish their account was what you have. Like they wish they had your following, they wish they had the engagement that you have. Like there are people who aspire to have what you have. So I think that's another good way to kind of put it too, that it's like we're all on this journey, we're all growing, we're all just trying to make it, and it's hard, but it's not like it's not the end of the world and it's not everything, if that makes sense. So I feel like that's definitely sometimes a really heavy topic to talk about, but it's definitely relatable, and I think a lot of people experience this. So you're definitely not alone. And you can tell that we deal with this also. So
yeah, I think it's really important to talk about.
Yeah, same. So great question. So glad you asked. Like, we're always in that boat and we try to be as honest and transparent with you guys. So, you know, you're not alone and that at least someone's talking about it in the industry. So
yeah,
you guys know we're always here for you. Okay. Next question is, what do you think are some red/green flags to look for in content creator friends in this industry? I've met some interesting people and was wondering if you had any advice.
Yeah.
Good question.
Yeah, I feel like we've had our fair share of like red and green flags and people we've met in the industry. Obviously, there's so many different personalities out there. Like, just because you're both content creators doing something similar, like, doesn't necessarily mean like you're gonna click and like have the same personalities. But I feel like, let me think of some red flags.
I feel like green flags are easier. Yeah. So maybe start with green. But I feel like obviously like a supportive friend, someone who is hyping you up, I feel like is the bare minimum. Well, and like,
yes,
I don't know. That is just something I want in my friendships.
Yeah.
I just will have that standard because that's like crazy. Like your friends who are content creators know how it is. So they get it. There's no like excuse in my opinion where like your friends literally should not be liking, commenting, like hyping your post up, like clicking your links. Like, I feel like that's just like basic supportive friend.
Yeah. I randomly on Threads see that all the time. First of all, I think people on Threads, like, they like copy each other's threads because the same ones I see always like go viral. But one I see all the time is, pay attention to your friends who aren't liking and commenting on your posts because they're secret haters, or like the people who are always watching your stories but they're never supporting you publicly. Like, those are secret haters. That is such bizarre behavior. So yeah, that's definitely a green flag if someone is like very supportive of all your content, because,
or like sharing your accomplishments, like sharing your posts on their stories, like, you know, congratulating you, like, OMG, she just hit 100K. Like, I don't know, just like loving on your friends in public, I feel like is such a green flag. Like, those are the friends you keep around because you know that they are truly like celebrating you, supporting you, like wanting the best for you, like mentioning your names in rooms that you are not in. Like, those are the people.
And I feel like on a deeper level, like, those are also the people who have like secure, like, they're not in this competition mindset. Like, they are secure in themselves to be able to shout you out and like, say your name.
Right. Like, not competing with your friends.
That's, I think, I think that's like the biggest red flag in this industry is, unfortunately, there are a lot of secret haters, and like, there are people who, if they think you're doing better than them, they are immediately threatened, and that is just such a red flag. And I feel like that is a common thing in the industry. So pay attention to the vibes, because I feel like if your gut is telling you this person is that way, like, they probably are. And it's easy to hide sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, I feel like we said it kind of green and red flag.
Yeah.
Kind of in the same sentence.
I know.
But yeah, I'm trying to think what else.
I feel like if someone,
I just like, people, sorry, go ahead. Just no, real yeah, quick, go ahead. I forget. People who, when they accomplish something and you can cheer them on because you see it as, if it's possible for them, it's possible for you. You don't see it as, oh, if she got it, then I'm not getting it.
Or like, she took that mindset, opportunity away from me. Yeah.
Exactly. I feel like paying attention to that kind of behavior, because I feel like that's also not, or like someone who, I feel like this is also very common, where like, you guys are maybe shoot buddies, and like, this person is always like, hey, can you shoot me? I have this campaign. Hey, do you want to shoot? I need to shoot this. And you're always like, yeah. And, but then when it's the other way around and you're like, hey, can you help me shoot this? Like, hey, like, I need help with this. Do you mind? And they're like, oh no, so sorry. Like, I'm busy. And they repeatedly do that. Mm-hmm. And they are always just too busy to shoot you. But then when it comes to them, they're always expecting you to shoot them. I feel like that's a red flag as well for me. Mm-hmm. 'Cause that's also happened to me a couple times where, like, I feel like I'm one of those people where, like, if someone needs help with a campaign, I'm down to help you. Like, mm-hmm. I get it. I know it's hard. Like, it's so much easier to shoot with a person than a tripod. Even if I don't have anything to shoot, or like, I'm not, like, I don't know, like, I'm, but I'm always like, yeah, I'll help you. Of course. Like, mm-hmm. it's rough out there. I'll help you. You know what I mean? But it's like, when it's not reciprocated multiple times, like, obviously if your friend is busy one of the times, two of the times, whatever, because they have some, like, a genuine thing they have to do, like, that's fine. But when it's, like, repeated and they are just never available for you, I feel like that's a red flag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, like, not returning the help or support.
Oh, another thing is when a creator is talking bad about other creators.
That is what I was going to say. Like,
okay, yeah.
Right?
Go off.
We started talking at the same time. Like, that's literally what I was going to say. That's a really easy way for someone to tell on themselves, honestly.
Yeah. Like, if you're in a large group of people and you're just sitting there and this person starts talking bad about a creator in front of everyone, like, biggest red flag, because honestly, they're probably talking bad about you in another circle. And it's like, that is just not okay. And, like, shout out to the people in those circles who are just like, hey, like, let's not talk about that person. They're not here to defend themselves. Mm-hmm. Or like, hey, I don't really want to, or get up and leave. Like, don't engage in that kind of conversation. Don't engage in that behavior. Like, that is just very much red flags, because that's someone who's trying to build female friendships off hating on others, and that's how they think that you can build relationships with other girls. And I feel like that is just not the vibe. If they are not being uplifting, positive, like, encouraging, like, you do not want that energy in your circle, because it will circle back and bite you in the butt. Like, it just will, because that's how that person is. It has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with them. And, like, that's how they treat their friends, because that's how they think friendships are supposed to be, mm-hmm. unfortunately. So,
yeah, that is another, especially if, like, you start flag. Your friendship based on, like, some, like, a mutual
bonding over
talking about people, like, that's not a great foundation. But yeah, there are a lot of insecure girlies on this industry.
Yeah. I think another thing I've learned through therapy too is having categories for friends. So you don't have, like, the same types of expectations for every person you meet. You know, you could have your content creator friends where you guys create content and that's what you do. That is the level of your friendship, and that is fine. Like, you don't have to be hanging out with them on the weekends. Like, that's okay. You know, and then you have, like, your deeper friendships where, like, you know, you shoot content together, you hang out on the weekends, you have girls' nights, you do book club, like, whatever. Like, you guys mm-hmm. vibe, you have a lot in common, and you do a lot of things together. Like, that's fine. And then, like, you know, you might have friends who aren't content creators, and they're just your fun friends who you're not on your phone when you're with them. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's important to remember that you can categorize friendships differently and put people in different friendship boxes. That way, kind of, that expectation is set, so no one's feelings are getting hurt, or, like, someone's not expecting more than what maybe you're expecting in a friendship. And I feel like it just keeps everything a lot cleaner that way.
Yeah, that's a good piece of advice.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel like those are some of the major red flags and green flags mm-hmm. that we look for in creator friends in the industry. And just knowing, like, you know, some people are the people you see at events, you say hi to, it's great to see them, you engage on their content, and, like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that friend is, you know, you don't have more of an expectation. So I think we've learned a lot through this industry in terms of creator friends and all of that as well. So we have definitely also met some very interesting people, where I feel like the most interesting thing to us is when we've met someone multiple times over the years at events, whatever. And then we go to an event and we, like, see them and make eye contact, and they, like, don't say hi, or they look away and they run away. And it's just so bizarre. Mm-hmm. It is just truly, I don't know. I get people have social anxiety. Like, I get they're shy. Yes. Like, it's just Yeah, it's very interesting. That's why we try to say hi and go up to people at events just to break the ice, whatever. But when people act like that, it is just so weird. Because, yeah, you're right. It's like, girl, we know each other. Yeah. We've been on trips together. Like, hello?
Yeah.
So weird. But, yeah, unfortunately, it happens. Again, it has nothing to do with you. It is not a reflection of you. So just take that with a grain of salt, mm-hmm. I think, is the biggest thing for the industry.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like maybe we talked about this earlier. Well, I feel like we kind of did, but another question was a current favorite wellness or self-care practice you're doing. Did we talk about that?
I guess we just...
Do we have this question twice?
Did we talk about it?
Or did you... Well, you talked about...
I don't think we did.
Okay. But you talked about... Oh, this was your influence of the week. That's why.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. So do you have a current favorite wellness or self-care practice thing that you're doing?
Currently, no. I mean, I do. I've talked about my little meditation in the morning to ground. Like, every morning before I go on my phone, I go outside. I take, like, 3 deep breaths. I'm, like, feet on the ground, like feet in nature, like we're trying to connect to ourselves,
touching grass,
saying our gratitude. No, literally, I have a TGM, touch grass moment, every single morning. But yeah, I'm trying to do my gratitude. I say what I'm calling in, like that's a good one. I just like found myself today craving a sauna and ice plunge. Today I was like, oh my god, I really
love that
one.
Honestly,
but where am I gonna find that? Like, truly, where do
they
people
have
do
places?
This?
They really? Have places. Yes, and we should go because
okay,
I'm
down.
So down. But also, we can also just do spa days because I'm
I know.
Also down for that.
Like, why am I craving that? Like, I just like want to do that. Like, I wish that could be my self care practice. Like, doing a sauna cold plunge.
I know.
Because that, like, seriously, you guys. Okay, we went to a spa. On like a week ago or something, and they had. A cold plunge. It was such a nice one. It was the Montage Laguna Beach. And
yeah.
It was like we did a sauna. We did, Alyssa did a 3-minute cold plunge. I did a 2.5-minute, which is honestly so crazy of us.
So good.
But it felt so good. I couldn't even like, I felt like I was high. Like I was telling Alyssa, like this is what it feels like when I like, if I was to shotgun a Celsius or like when I have like my espresso, if I have like a double shot of espresso, like it's like crazy. And I can't believe that's a natural high. Like I couldn't
yeah.
even like talk. Like I was like, I don't know. It was just amazing. And I want to do it again.
Yeah.
So
okay, love
I
that.
Loved that. Wish that could be like a daily thing. But what about
yeah.
you? What's a favorite... wellness or self-care.
I think for me, walking has been like a really good thing mm-hmm. for me lately. Like I just, if I have to run an errand that's like pretty close to my house, I will try to walk just to like get sunshine, or even just sitting outside and getting sunshine on my skin and like walking, getting movement in. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like everything you see nowadays, like it's always like walking is so good for you, especially as women. It's just there's so many benefits. So walking in sunshine.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, definitely like massages, facials.
Pilates.
Just in terms of like, I feel like facials is like so good for your skin. Massages are really good for your body to release tension and to relax. And then, yeah, the whole sauna cold plunge situation. I don't love saunas. Like I don't like being hot, but I know the sauna has such good benefits for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love a cold plunge. I love cold plunging.
You're like, I could keep
that.
Going.
So
past 3 minutes.
Yeah. That's like one of our house goals for, I think maybe next year mm-hmm. is like the whole kind of setup to have it just to like wake up sauna cold plunge. So nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, honestly, like maybe doing like a spa day to do all those things like once every 2 months maybe
mm-hmm.
could be like manageable, I feel like, just to like
yeah.
get all those things in the meantime. But I think there are places that I've seen people post on social media where they sauna and cold plunge and like that's the experience. And they do like cryotherapy or like a
okay.
bunch of different kind of things. but it's not like a spa. Like, it's just a place that you go to and yeah. you do these things and that's it.
Okay.
But I can't remember any of the names, but I know they exist. So that's potential. But yeah. Okay. Last question, just to finish up this episode, we got some questions on usage rates. So, okay, reshoot pricing, usage rates, and exclusivity pricing. Should these all be on your rate sheet, or would you give them upon request?
I feel like
good question.
With management, they're usually, in my experience, like, they're saying what the usage would be kind of straight up.
Yeah. I feel like mine is like the management asks like, okay, like, what are you looking for to the brand? Like, what are the deliverables? Mm-hmm. What's the usage? Like, what are you looking for? And then they price it out. So I feel like if I didn't have management, then I would probably just do those things upon request. Like, I would, because I feel like you don't want it to be like too overwhelming, so I would list out all your pricing and then maybe just on a line be like, reshoot pricing, usage rates, exclusivity, like, given upon request.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I feel like maybe I would do that, because it also just depends. I feel like those things depend on the campaign, on the brand. Is it a big brand? Is it a small brand? Like, I feel like those things have a little more flexibility. So it's like, if you know it is a bigger brand and you can charge more, then it's like, you maybe don't want to put that number on a sheet, because then if maybe they were willing to pay you more,
right,
then you just put yourself in a small box
mm-hmm.
by putting them down, maybe, I feel like.
Yeah.
So... yeah, maybe the given upon request, I feel like, is the good way to go with that. And then the last question was, for usage rates, how do these differ from normal post rates? Is there like a certain formula you guys follow? I think industry standard is 30% of your rate per month for mm-hmm. usage. So whatever you're charging per month, take 30% of that, and that's the number that you would charge per month, and then add it together mm-hmm. for however many months the brand wants. And then if the brand like says no, then you can negotiate, maybe ask them to make the usage like less amount of months or mm-hmm. whatever. But that, I feel like, is pretty standard. I feel like also, though, for usage personally, if you have like a, I feel like, I don't know what the base number would be, but I feel like 500 per month is the minimum you should charge, in my opinion, for usage.
Yeah, that's a good baseline.
Like, I feel like if maybe you're like 5K and over, mm-hmm. 10K and over maybe, I just feel like you have to think about it. Usage is basically, they are putting ad spend behind your content to drive sales to their website. So mm-hmm. they are making sales off your content.
Yeah.
So that's how you justify it in your head, basically. And sometimes I feel like usage rates get crazy. So that's why I have to remind myself, because it's like, if the brand is asking for 6 months usage, sometimes that number is bigger than the actual rate number.
Yeah.
And then you're like, crazy. Oh. So I think it's just a good reminder to remind yourself, they are using your content to drive sales to their website and they are making money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you justify it. But I feel like that's kind of how usage is going these days. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other thoughts you want to add?
Not really. I feel like...
okay.
Yeah. I feel like you answered it.
Okay. Pretty simple. Okay. So that's pretty much for this week's episode. Again, thank you guys for submitting these questions. Mm-hmm. And then we have our small business of the week, because we're going to start featuring small businesses every week just during the holiday season. If you guys are looking to shop small, support a small business during the holidays, we're giving you guys some ideas. Mm-hmm. So this week, Danielle, take it away.
Okay, this week it's a brand. I'm sure you guys maybe have seen this. It's a brand called OGG's. I think their website is OGG'sHandmade.com. I feel like this is like the first, like one of the OG like quilted makeup cases that I've seen on Instagram. They're also
like a pouch.
Yeah, like, right? Yes. Like sorry, a not a case. Zippy pouch. A pouch. Yeah. The really, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, it is, like, everyone has one. It's the little pouches. Yeah. You can also get them on Amazon. But I feel like this must have been like one of the first ones I've seen. I feel like they're one of the OGs. Literally, LOL, OGGs. OGGs. But they are a small brand from Italy, actually. And I just feel like they have the cutest little designs. I feel like this is such a cute gift idea too, because you can literally fill the little makeup pouch with all your favorite like travel size makeup or just like a few of your favorite items. I feel like that could be such a cute gift. But yeah, I love these. I feel like they're also so aesthetic in your like photos, just like anywhere like on the, just as an aesthetic photo. I think it's so cute.
And like accessories just to add texture, add something. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll just bring one when we're like shooting at a coffee shop, because I just feel like they're so freaking cute.
Yeah. I feel like you always have one with you, like traveling.
I have so many, you guys. Like I literally have so many. But yeah, I love this brand. So definitely check them out.
Cute. Love that. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening this week. This episode's a little longer than normal, but we love that. And yeah, we will chat in the next episode. Hope you guys have a good week. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week. Bye.